It's awkward.
It's Tuesday.
It's Awkward Tuesday Phone Call.
We've done segments on this show before called To Catch a Cheater.
Ooh, yeah.
Where we try and help somebody figure out if their significant other's been messing around on them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And after years of Brooke's husband sending in emails to the show requesting our help, we told him, look, man, don't call us anymore.
Still haven't busted me.
Yep, you're going to have to handle that on your own time.
She's a pro, dude.
You haven't busted me because I don't cheat
on my husband.
Likely story.
Okay.
But the thing is, with our normal listeners, we'll still help them out, like Tommy, who emailed us saying he just caught his younger girlfriend acting a little bit shady and he wants our help. Now, Tommy, before we get to your situation, you want to give us your credit card now or do you want to wait till after the call is over?
We're charging people?
Yeah, why not?
Free.
Okay. Well, he sounds old if he calls it his younger girlfriend. So,
Tommy, welcome to the show, man.
Hello. Thank you for having me, guys.
Hey,
Tommy.
What's up, Tommy?
Who's your girlfriend?
Jade. Her name is Jade.
How long have you and Jade been together?
Oh, we've been together a couple of years.
Oh, wow.
We met at work.
Nice.
And as you mentioned before, she's a little younger than me.
What does that mean?
And yeah, how much?
Does that matter?
Yeah, because if you mention it, then it is a thing for you and her.
Alexis is just looking for like an age gap to shoot for herself. Okay, this might actually be helpful.
She's about 15 years younger than me.
15.
Okay.
All right.
And so what's going on with you and Jade?
Well, so the situation is we are living together, but we also, like I said, we work together, so we commute.
My God, you spend a lot of time together.
Yeah, for real.
We do.
Some people enjoy their significant others.
Just like,
I know that's hard for you to understand.
Yeah, bro.
How is Jade even going to have time to cheat? You know, she's with you 24/7, it sounds like.
Oh, boy.
Where does the shady behavior come in?
Whenever we get home, I notice she gets out of the car really quickly and goes up to the front door.
Oh, that's weird.
And
like he's hiding in the house. Get away, we're home.
I'm a backdoor type of man.
Why is that strange to you?
What's going on there?
Because one time I thought I saw her pick up a piece of paper that was under our doormat and she slid it into her pocket and went inside. So I'm naturally curious. I asked, did anybody leave anything at the door? And she says no.
Okay.
But obviously somebody left something.
Yeah, but it's like...
That is kind of sus.
It's not really how cheating works, is it? Like, you're leaving handwritten notes to each other on a doorstep? Like, maybe it's just a package slip or something, you know? She said it was from no one because it was just like a flyer.
I certainly have a lot of excuses ready for the cheating.
Maybe this other guy's even older and he doesn't have a phone, bro.
Oh, <Damn it. laughs>
We don't even know what she's picking up or what it is.
Right.
Have you ever looked into that?
I did look into that. So when she went to work out the other day, I went through her dresser and I found a stack of love letters from someone.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no.
I'm assuming it's a neighbor. They're just signed Mr. Q.
Mr. Q?
Mr. Q.
Oh, he sounds hot.
Is this like a mystery romance novel that she's living?
Or QAnon is recruiting. I don't know. We love you.
That's
what?
Weird.
That is so strange.
That is very weird.
Do you have any neighbors who last or first name starts with the letter Q?
Not that I know of. Not that I know of.
Did you ever bring up the letters to your girlfriend?
I did.
Oh.
I kept saying, is there anything you want to tell me? No. Hmm. And I'm like, are you sure? What about that thing that you picked up on the front porch? She's like, I don't know what you're talking about.
Oh, she's denying it.
So
yeah,
that's sketchy because you saw it and you know it's there. It's why lie about the little thing?
I know. At least Brooke had a good excuse for what else it could be, not just a straight up no.
I mean, you don't know for sure that the love letters are what are being left on the front porch, right?
So you're saying you have two problems now?
I don't know. Like, is there a chance?
Well, it's either this person is leaving them under the front door or coming in and putting them in their drawer herself.
Yeah, this is a burglar who's just...
Brooke is wondering if maybe they're old love letters from a former lover, which doesn't sound any better.
No, it doesn't.
She holds on to them.
But it's better.
Okay, well, I told her I know about the notes in her drawer.
Yeah.
And she got really mad at me and said I was invading her privacy. She's like, those are private.
Uh-oh.
Oh, that's
so
not
now you're the villain.
Reaction.
That's classic.
I'm the villain at this point.
Oh, uh-huh.
You made me do it.
She should have hit him better, honestly. I'm just saying. I'm thinking about it.
So what did she say? What'd she say they were?
Well, I'm like, do you know who this person is? And she's like, no. I just like getting these. They make me feel good.
Oh, so she's saying she doesn't know and it's a secret admirer.
But she likes the attention.
Yes, that's what she's saying. And I told her, okay, if this is true, this could be a really serious thing.
Yeah.
This could be dangerous depending on who's doing it.
Right. Okay. It could be like a stalker or something.
Exactly. This person knows where we live, knows where you live. So I told her I'm going to put a camera outside to see who this person is.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Next day, I order a camera from Amazon. 5 minutes later, transaction is canceled. And we have a joint account. So I can only assume that she canceled the transaction of me buying a security camera.
Okay.
Now she's lying. Now
she
knows
some really
who
shady
it is.
Stuff. Yeah. So I'm guessing we're calling Jade, your girlfriend here.
Or we're calling Amazon.
Oh, yeah. And are filing customer complaint. We're going to be on hold for 40 minutes.
So you just need advice on how to get her to be honest.
Yes. Or what else can I do to find out who this person is?
Yeah, okay. This is interesting.
Yeah.
Okay, you know, you could order the camera from somewhere else, too. There are other stores in the world.
But you're not going to get it delivered in 2 days or less, guaranteed, I'm guessing.
Yeah. I know.
You want that Prime deal.
Yeah,
but
come
anyway, it sounds like there is a lot going on here, but maybe there's a few pieces missing, and we can help you fill in the blanks. We're going to come back. We'll give you a little bit of advice and help you make your Awkward Tuesday phone call right after this.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's awkward. It's Tuesday. It's Awkward Tuesday phone call.
This awkward call has everything.
Ooh.
Secret love letters from a mysterious Mr. Q.
Oh.
A super defensive girlfriend.
Yes.
A 15-year age gap in the relationship. And a female radio host who's been dabbling in adultery for years.
What?
And is pretending to not know anything about being unfaithful.
Oh, my God.
This whole thing is such a juicy mystery. And I just feel like someone is about to get exposed here. Oh. Brooke, thoughts or advice possibly for Tommy?
I actually feel for you, Tommy, because it does sound to me like she's cheating.
And she's getting caught. That's why Brooke feels for you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I feel bad for Tommy because that can hurt, you know?
Yeah, it really does hurt.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't think it's like a secret admirer just because of her canceling your security camera. Like, that is where it drew the line for me, right? Where I didn't believe her.
You think more is going on?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. And but I think when you talk to her, because you're older, a little wiser, you need to remind her that no matter what she says, it's something that you can live with. Like, you have a lot of relationship experience. You know, what she says isn't going to cut you down.
So that's it. Just suck it up.
What do you think about that, Tommy?
Just like,
let her know that nothing that she really says or does matters that much.
You know what I'm trying to say,
you're
Tommy.
Cheating, it's fine.
Good idea, Tommy.
I do, yeah. I get it.
Okay. Are interesting. Maybe
interesting.
It's an interesting angle to take. Jose, what's your angle?
Well, it sounds like every time you brought this up, you've been putting her in a corner and getting her, you know, defensive, and she sees the angry, upset you. So I think here in the phone call, you need to show her your sensitive side and how it's making you feel. Maybe she'll feel bad and then come clean.
Can you cry on commands, Tommy?
Yeah, that's where I was getting at.
So you want to make her feel more guilty. I want to make her feel less guilty.
Well, I mean, she needs to confess, and I don't think he's giving her the right route to do that, because he's like, what's going on?
Which way are you leaning towards, though? Are you leaning towards going the hard side or the soft side?
I'm leaning the soft side.
Okay.
I'm leaning the soft side.
It's a pity party for Tommy, and we're going to call your girlfriend Jade to get it started. Here we go.
If she cares about your feelings, this will work.
Yeah.
Good luck, Tommy.
Yeah, we're here for you in case you need a little bit of help, all right? Here we go.
Okay.
Hello?
Hey, babe. How's it going?
Oh, hey. Didn't realize it was you. What's going on?
Oh, nothing. I just wanted to talk to you.
Well, that's nice.
Yeah.
Anything happening?
No, nothing happening. I just, I just missed you and I wanted to talk to you.
Well, you're just on the floor above me. You can come down if you want.
Well, I wanted to talk to you, but I want to approach something, but I don't want to get into it face-to-face at work. I want to talk about the love letters that you've been getting, okay?
Oh, my God. Can we please not do this? Like, we've been over this.
But we have to do this. I have to.
This is a big deal.
You are a beautiful woman, okay? And this stranger, this person knows where we live. And I don't feel safe. And I'm actually quite surprised that you're okay with this.
We have talked about this. I don't know why you're repeating yourself. We've been through this before.
I know we've been through this before, but I don't think you're grasping the situation. I really think We need to get a camera. We really need to identify this
person. I don't want cameras. I don't see why you're making such a big deal. It's just a harmless crush.
But it maybe now, but it can change to something in the future.
I don't want cameras. I'm a hard no on cameras. We're not doing cameras.
Okay, first of all, a lot of people on our block have security cameras. I don't know why that's such a big deal. And we're having one for a specific reason.
Listen, imagine a cute girl was doing sweet things for you and leaving little notes. You would love it.
Okay, you just said cute girl. Do you know who this person looks like?
No, this is just what I'm saying. I have no idea what they look like.
Okay, now since you're canceling my camera idea, we're going to have to go about this a different way. I've asked around, and I think I found out who Mr. Q is. I think he's the guy like three doors down. I think he got divorced, and his last name has a Q in it, okay? So if we're not going to go with the cameras, I'm going to go to his house and confront him.
No. Stop. Just stop.
Why? Why don't you want me to do that?
Oh, my God.
Are you sleeping with him? What are you doing? Why don't you want me to mention this guy? Why do you want me to go over and talk to this guy?
Are you really going to go if I don't tell you?
I am really going to go if you don't say anything.
It's fine. I'm Mr. Q, okay? Are you happy?
Wait, what?
What?
What was that?
Wait, hey, what?
Jade?
Did she just say I'm Mr.
That's
Q?
That's what I heard. Jade, you there?
Huh?
What's going on?
Oh,
that's
no.
What we want to know.
Yeah,
this is going to be...
What did you just say?
Hold on, Tommy. Jade, we need to tell you that you're on the radio right now on Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.
Oh, my God. That's so embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so sorry.
Why would you do this? Why did you put us on the radio? It's not a big deal.
Oh, my God.
I thought it was a big deal, okay? You were keeping things from me. We couldn't get a camera. I found the love notes. You were acting suspicious. What did you expect me to do? You wouldn't give me a straight answer.
I feel like Tommy fell backed into a corner because he was trying to bring it up with you and you kept avoiding the situation, telling him it wasn't that big of a deal. And he obviously feels different than you.
Yeah.
And actually now I really think you're lying.
Oh, you don't believe her? You don't believe that she's Mr. Q?
Yeah. Listen, you were hiding all those secret notes in your drawer. Obviously, you didn't want me to find them. Why would you hide them?
Obviously did want you to find them. I was trying to make you jealous. We were stuck in a rut. We're doing the same things all the time. We're together all day. I thought I could mix things up, maybe spark something.
Yeah,
obviously, I put them on the top of my drawer in clear sight so you would notice.
I knew a real cheater would hide them better.
Yes. That's true.
Think about it, Tommy. When you told us the story, even Alexis was like, why would she put them there? Like, how cliche.
Oh, I didn't even think of that.
I just thought it was weird you were, like, cheating with written notes.
And who's anti-security camera? That's what got me. Like, what are you talking about?
I believe her, Tommy.
Yeah.
So you're telling me that you really are Mr. Q?
Tommy, I was looking at little notes on the front porch for 2 weeks before you even noticed.
Oh, God. Tommy,
you should probably take it as like a compliment. Like she made up a whole affair just to make this relationship work with you.
And you didn't even notice her affair. You're kind of in trouble, mister.
Like, how are you not paying attention to what's going on, Tommy?
It would have just been so much easier if you would have talked to me in the first place instead of this.
I tried to ask for date nights and stuff, but we just weren't doing anything. Like I needed to do something. I've been so bored.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's hard to hear, Tommy.
So, I feel like we're heading towards the same point here. You guys both want this relationship to work. You want to see more of each other.
Good point, Jeff.
Cut Mr. Q out of the equation, and I don't ever do this on Awkward Tuesday, but clearly the two of you need a night out.
Yeah.
So, I'm opening up the second date gift cards here. What do you say? Target date on us.
Target date? Jeffrey, that is an errand.
It's the most romantic date of all the gift cards that you're
having. Shut up, all of you.
They have really cute clothes.
Would you prefer the Golden Corral buffet or where you want to go to Target?
Jesus.
Texas Roadhouse.
I feel like they need to quit their jobs and not work together anymore is what really needs to happen.
No, quit their jobs? That's not a solution.
Target's that bad.
It's part of the problem.
Jade, what do you say? We'll send you and Tommy out on a romantic evening.
That would be fantastic. Listen, even a Target date would be a huge step up. I will take anything.
Wow. Okay. You can buy the wine at Target and then do a picnic or
Tommy,
something.
Are you hearing her? Target is a step up from what you're doing now. That is your current effort level, Tommy.
Well, I didn't know I was being so unromantic. So now I feel bad.
Oh. Okay. Well, hey, he's telling her he feels bad now, finally. Yeah.
That's good. That's good. You finally went the soft approach there. But look at that, Tommy. You came in here thinking that you were going to find a cheater, and instead you found a great deal on sweaters.
Yeah. There Yay! You go.
So terrible.
Okay, guys. Thanks a lot. Sorry to bother you. False alarm.
They have great baskets, too. Yeah, you guys have any organizational skills.
Looks like Mrs. Q just got a new robe.
Yeah. Brooke and Jeffrey in the morning.